You said this literally a million times last year, which was, man, with this that just happened, you know what, COVID's hurting us in a lot of ways, but taking Jerry post-game media chats from our Monday shows, our Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday shows, is one of the worst things as far as, you know, sports radio show audio wise. And yes, the return of Jerry didn't disappoint. And I think it started out early. We're going to get to a ton of Jerry throughout today. And tomorrow, I think it's hard to just earmark exactly what, but let's start at the beginning. Let's start at just Jerry speak, and we can play translate. If you want to translate, what does Jerry mean? Because I do think he's got a... I do think you can always find a meaning for what he's trying to say. So let's see. Let's just start right at the beginning of the press conference.
I don't know that I've had the privilege to, in any way, much less... an occasion like today, I've had the gentleman's story.
Can I say this real quick?
Mm-hmm. That we have with our quarterback.
Right before this started, I was asking the question, I wonder if Jerry will cry today. And I thought for the first 20 seconds, I was going to get a solid payout on that. Just everything that's gone on in the last year for him, for the league. I mean, obviously, he's made a ton of money on the pandemic.
Yeah, I never thought that, to tell you the truth.
But it's just, he loves Dak, but his voice at the beginning there felt like, and it really, it was just him warming up.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was shake-voicing a little bit out of the gate there.
Because he got warmed up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That we have with our quarterback. And it has so many aspects to it that go really far before he got to the Dallas Cowboys.
The story of Dak.
And to me, when I think of our game and I think of the Cowboys, I think of the NFL.
Okay, right?
Those
think
are,
of
those
our
all
game,
exist.
The Cowboys and the NFL.
When I think of the journey that Dak has had to be at this particular spot here today, it's just great that our team and our organization and our fan base can get to be very part of it.
He's happy they're re-signing him.
Yeah. The fan base gets to be a part of this.
Yeah.
Well, what does that really mean?
If he wasn't here, then they wouldn't be a part of watching him, Jerry?
What I will tell you is that among your ranks...
Media.
Among some of the great names of the Dallas Cowboys, the Staubachs, the Romos, in fact, all but one of our great quarterbacks, except Andy Don, and he wasn't here to weigh in on him.
Why wasn't he here to weigh in on it? Oh, he's not alive.
Our fan base... And probably the most important thing.
So far it's the media and all the top Cowboys.
From the organization and the people that Dak has been with over his career with the Dallas Cowboys.
So media, fans, every ex-Cowboy quarterback except the one that's couldn't be cool enough to live.
Mm-hmm. And then all of his other coaches.
And all the coaches.
There's been no one that I've had the occasion to be a part of from a player, coach, or otherwise that enjoys the support about all of the right things that you and I want to aspire to be than Dak Prescott.
No one's been more respected.
Enjoys the support, but we all enjoy that he embodies the right things.
There you go.
Sports.
Bingo.
It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. You know that from the very beginning.
So you're saying he could have done these first 2 minutes in 12 seconds?
No doubt.
We have certainly said that our future is with Dak. We are keenly aware that the process that we've done over the last several years has created, if you will, a conversation and maybe even a life of its own. Don't confuse that. Do not confuse that and the fact that how much I may have, we may have contributed to that. Don't confuse that with how right we think this decision is.
Just because we haven't done it up until now, it wasn't because
we didn't believe in him. We weren't looking at Russ Wilson or...
Right, or scouting quarterbacks at 10.
Okay. And how right and how much it's been there from the very beginning. This fits. This fits what I and what I want our Cowboy fans to think about when we think about the Dallas Cowboys. Now, we all know a ball is snapped, and when it does, it can go any which way.
I feel like we're swerving a little bit.
That's going to be a separate subset of this. We will we're going to examine all of Jerry's old sayings.
Can't control what the snap do.
Because we all know a ball is snapped. Well, this is such a common saying that you won't even need me to repeat it.
Cowboys. Now, we all know a ball is snapped, and when it does, it can go any which way.
Of course. It's on posters in elementary school rooms. It's so common.
We all know a ball is snapped, and when it does, it can go any which way.
When it does.
And we do know we've got a lot of competition ahead of us. But if you're going to start with the fundamentals, and you're going to look ahead, then I can tell you that the people that count, from the fan base to teammates to what is inside him and soul, the people that count are all worthy of us sitting here today making this announcement. So,
all right. I'm gonna need a 20-second timeout, Google Translate, and a Tylenol because I lost the plot a little bit.
Well, the people and teammates. Oh, I thought it was in his soul.
Oh, you're probably right.
Was it his soul? Like what's inside him and soul?
That makes more sense.
Like his soul agree with the people and the fan base.
Yep.
With no further ado, probably from the standpoint of him, one of the real easy decisions that I've had to make in my time with the Dallas Cowboys was to have Dak Prescott as a future regarding the quarterback position of the Dallas Cowboys. So, with no further ado,
yeah, but that was already a lot of ado.
Yeah, he did further ado.
So much more ado.
With no further ado, here's Dak Prescott.
Okay, we got to Dak.
Afternoon.
Imagine just having to try to follow him up there if you're Dak. Like you're kind of glazing over. You're kind of trying to follow it like it's a... You know, an equation.
Yeah, you let Chappelle go last.
With no further ado, here's 30 more seconds before I get to my point. All right, so my favorite part of yesterday's press conference, and really any Jerry talking, is when he can't resist the temptation to tie, hey, you guys know I haven't had a squeaky, clean personal life myself, into Cowboy decisions. So I have a couple of those for you next.
Back. Back. Back.
Do you want me now?
Back. Back. Back.
Do you want me now?
Get back,
JoJo.
I actually really like this song. Even your version, but maybe a little bit better, but after I took a shot at...
So you're saying the Beatles aren't the worst band ever,
Willie?
What's that?
What? Jake just thinks everything is Blind Willie now. Anything before 1996.
All right, it's Dan, it's Jake. You're in the Hang Zone.
Back.
With back. Blake, who's back at the station with Julie and Mino.
Back.
And it's pretty great that Jerry exists from an entertainment standpoint. I'm not sure how great it is from a playoff win standpoint. But it's just so fun to listen to him spin a yarn. And when he's doing that, I've always personally loved how frank and open he is about his maybe personal misgivings, maybe too much. But he loves to tell you about the story where he woke up hungover in New York and
Emmett
deal. Or, boy, I went out and I got tore up in Manhattan because we didn't have Emmett signed yet. And You just don't. A lot of people, when they make decisions, whenever they're not in the right mind, they kind of try to downplay that. And he never has. And it's just, it's fascinating.
He's not answering to anyone.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And so there were a couple instances of this yesterday that really had me laughing. The first one, just to set it up a little bit for you, Steven is answering a question about building the defense and whether that will be tough now that they're going to have a huge cap number on Dak. Certainly not next year, but the years after that. Jerry's not asked the question here. The question was for Steven, but there's a brief lull, and Jerry jumps on the fumble. Take this journey with me.
To put a defense out there with Dak in the offense to be a championship team.
Roger Staubach told me that years ago, I said, Roger, do we want a mobile quarterback?
And you and I both perked up any time whenever
like,
he
well,
said,
wait, what?
Years ago or but, such and such told me. It's like, oh.
But like you said, this was not.
No.
No one asked. There. It's no. Kind of like he was just thinking about this and he yeah. thought. He didn't have brain notes, and
right.
he said, if I don't say this now, I'll forget. I better say it now.
Yeah.
Out there with Dak in the offense to be a championship team.
Roger Staubach told me that years ago, I said, Roger, do we want a mobile quarterback? Yeah, you set the tone for him, move around. When it all breaks down, still get a play, make a play, keep it moving. Keep the yard mark moving, or do we want a guy in the pocket? Roger said.
And first, let's just start with how ridiculous it is to be running these things. Roger's a great dude, been super successful, but that's a pretty important decision that's also not binary, and to be like, hey, you played in the NFL a long time ago.
Just and A or B, that's
and
it.
That's
and
it. Those are our choices.
Roger said, I don't have a comment there one way or the other. Get somebody at quarterback that the players will follow. That's the biggest thing of all. Get them that the players will follow. So I have had that in my mind for the last 5-6 years.
Get them to the players will follow. Get them to where the players will follow.
Okay.
So again, winding road, but he got to the point of, I need a guy who
doesn't
really care
leader.
How he gets it done. Get it done with the whole team behind you and they believe in him.
Okay.
So then,
fair translation.
We're going to fast forward about a minute here, and he's getting into all the different things that people can be critical about Dak over. You know, does he not have a deep ball? Is he accurate enough? Can he beat you without, you know, all these sort of concerns you have? And this is awesome.
And so we're going to have to get out there and use the inspiration that having him as quarterback caused some of us to play above our game. And so we're going to be going with some guys that didn't know they had it, but all of a sudden they found out they had it in the fourth quarter.
Okay, so what he's saying there, by the way, as a precursor, is that we're going to have a bunch of like minimum veterans on this team, and I'm just praying to God that they can find something in them that they didn't know they had, because I just gave this guy $160 million. So
yeah.
When you're out there playing for $650 and you know you're going to be in the league 2 years, play harder, because I can't pay you anymore.
Play better.
Right.
That type of thing. All of that's good. We believe in that very much. They had it, but all of a sudden they found out they had it in the fourth quarter. That type of thing. All of that's good. We
that's
believe
your plan?
In that very
yeah.
much.
Wait, that's the point.
The
right?
plan is that
yeah.
you'll just
get better.
You're going to find it in the fourth quarter.
Right. Because
we know you've probably sucked for three quarters, but we paid Dak.
Right. So you need
so
to,
you should be inspired now to play better in the fourth quarter, especially.
You had it, didn't you?
You know, those nuances that we've heard about, the debate about Dak, and I've said this all along, I'd kill somebody if they put me through what the guys go through in a draft when they look at their backgrounds and check everything, every neighbor, every friend they ever had. I'd shoot somebody that had that information on me.
If they went through all my
like the
dirty
most
laundry,
honest thing you can ever hear,
I would have to kill them.
I'd have to rub somebody out if they figured out what yeah. I have done that you do not know about.
And I love the little Steven accompanying laugh
like
there. Little...
Every neighbor, every friend they ever had, I'd shoot somebody that had that information on me.
Yeah, you would, Dad.
Dak gets that kind of scrutiny.
That's right, Dad. You don't want that, bro.
Even what I know could probably get somebody killed. Boy, I would have to literally, he said, shoot and kill.
Right. I would have if a National Enquirer reporter. They follow me around. I would have to kill him.
They might stop
that would
wreck.
Ruin me.
And he also said, "I've said this for years. Like this is not a thought he just had." He's like,
no,
"Listen,
no.
You know me." So another personal story here. He's asked about the quote from last training camp. You know, are you going to sign Dak now? What if he gets to free agency? And he said, "He's like a member of the family." Not having Dak would be like not having Steven, Jerry Jr., Charlotte. It would be like losing a son or a brother.
Yeah, I said that in the sense of we all understand that when we have that family-type relationship, whether it's your father, whether it's your son, what have you, I don't care what hits the fan. One of the options is to be without him. That can't happen. Well, that's my daddy. That's my brother. That's my mama. That's not a thought on the horizon.
Okay, so you see what he's saying there. It's like, I view this guy in a way to where it doesn't matter what happens. I don't care if he gets injured. I don't care if, you know, we have some squabbles over the contract. This guy's like family to me, and there's really nothing he can do to change that. As an aside, I don't know if that's great for a business or for building a team, right? Because I felt like Romo being in the all-white shirt photo in Italy with Witten was a little off-putting to some people, probably on the team, and maybe clouds your judgment. Either way, you get what he's saying. He's saying it's an immutable relationship
is there,
I have with him.
Yes, is there a middle ground between the very cold-hearted Belichickian way of doing things where he would cut his own brother or whatever?
And this?
And the, I'll never get rid of you because I love you so much, just like my daddy.
And we saw this with the Zeke suspension, right? As he's bringing him in like a son and
right.
coddling him. And
yeah.
Yeah, there's a middle ground, but if I have to pick one of the two extremes, I know which one seems to work better. So now he gets into a little narrative about his marriage and, again, about how all that matters is that we're here together. All this other side stuff doesn't matter.
I had a somebody question that I enjoy honky-tonking a little bit.
All right, so is everyone appropriately perked up and excited for where this is headed?
What does that exactly mean, honky-tonking?
I think he just means he likes going out to bars where country music is played, possibly doing a little dancing, doing a little drinking.
How many owners in the NFL would use the term honky-tonkin'?
They have different words for it, you know? Like,
I just want right. to know that particular
it's very,
term.
It's zero or one, but probably zero, yeah.
I had a somebody question that I enjoy honky-tonkin' a little bit. And somebody said, well, he said, that is kind of a little life of fun that Jerry lives. And one of my greatest friends of all said, now, wait just a minute here. Said, how long have you been married? We all quit having conversation about any of that other stuff. That says it all. 48 says it all. If and buts and everything says it all. Today says it all.
So,
okay. How does any of that have anything to do with anything?
Let me hit this Jerry translator button. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So now that the translator is fired up, I think he's saying, look, I know I go out a lot. I know I'm out partying a lot. And, you know, I know people may look at that kind of sideways. Yeah, well, then he held up like a 48, and he's like, I've been married 48 years, and that's all that matters. 48 years and I'm not divorced, so quit talking about all this other stuff, as he said. And he's
saying, so yeah, that other stuff is happening.
Yeah, and he's saying, yeah, he's hurt.
There are
and
ladies out there.
He's not Patrick Mahomes, and we haven't won big with him. But all that matters is we're signing this deal and he's staying here. But he's, in my mind, very clearly alluding to people knowing that he's possibly not the most...
Well, just look at TMZ.
Of course.
It's
I mean,
very,
we've all seen the pictures.
Pretty public.
The, but...
And somebody said, well, he said, that is kind of a little life of fun that Jerry lives. And one of my greatest friends of all said, now, wait just a minute here. Said, how long have you been married? We all quit having conversation about any of that other stuff. That says it all. 48 says it all. If and buts, everything says it all.
Quit talking about the TMZ photo right. with me and yeah. the 23-year-old girl.
I'm married, aren't I?
Yeah, I'm still married.
Okay, well, quit talking about the fact it took us a little longer than it should have to sign Dak. We signed him, didn't we?
Right.
And then he tries a saying and he pulls the chute somewhere around 15% into it.
48 says it all. If and buts, everything says it all.
Maybe that's the saying. We just don't know it.
Everybody knows it.
If and buts and all that crap. You know, you get it.
If and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
See, Bob knows it.
It's similar to the old saying about if you drop a football or you get a snap. And
go any which ways, as people all say. And then our final Jerry segment, which is next. So we have Dr. Fauci and we have Jerry. Let's compare their thoughts on COVID. This.
So are we doing an hour on the Cowboys to start today's show?
I think we're doing an hour on
we are.
The best stand-up comedian in the game.
He really is great. And you're right. In the beginning, he was just warming up. But he did find his stride. He is, as far as press conferences go, the best owner in NFL history. I'm willing to go ahead and say that. Slash GM. Best GM. I can't think of another GM, although Thomas Dimitroff used to really crack me up and was really the only GM that just quickly came to mind.
the joke needed to work.
This segment will focus on COVID, as so much of our year has, Jake. Mm. 1 year anniversary of the NBA shutting down.
No precedent.
And this is where, so we're talking Dak's contract, his record $160 million contract, more than Jerry paid for the Cowboys. The question, well, it's funny because he doesn't necessarily get asked direct questions, but he starts answering things. He'll be like, I read this or read, you know, he's clearly been reading the media. He's been following this story outside of Valley Ranch or the Star, I should say, in Frisco. And he's responding to, I don't know if anybody asked, but why did this take so long? And he's going to pull up a force field.
About the time that I thought I had it all figured out, not our deal with Dak, but about the time I thought I had a lot of things figured out, along came COVID. And all of a sudden,
pause.
You know, I have been pause. In the National Football League when it couldn't pay its bills. That's how I got here. And it couldn't pay its bills. And that's not an exaggeration. And so you've got to look at the lay of the land as it evolves. And anybody that, beginning last year, didn't look at the overall lay of the land. So I'm going to blame a little of that ambiguity that happened with the COVID business and what have you on any measure that I might have had about, well, how do we go? And really, how do we structure and how do we plan on going forward? I'm pleased to say that I read someplace where, well, Jerry's got a good feel for where they're going to be on their contracts. And so that's the biggest sign you got. He just signed Dak to a record contract. Well, so be it. Yes. Exactly. I do feel good about our future.
Translate?
Well, the tail end of it there is he's just basically confirming that report that I think it was Schefter, that he knows this is a fine deal because it's going to be going up. He's also basically saying the cap's going to be going up. He's saying we were close to getting this done, but then COVID hit. And I also think it's kind of funny in a very grandparent fashion that, you know, how they might be like, hey, cut it out with all that funny business. He refers to a global pandemic that killed hundreds of thousands of people as that COVID business.
Huh?
He cut it out with all that COVID business.
It messed up the whole negotiations, man.
The COVID business did.
You gotta understand where it really, really hurt us. So he again is either answering a question or a question that he came up with in his own head of were the Cowboys weighing their options at quarterback? And I don't think he will overtly say the word COVID, but I think he will certainly allude to COVID in here somewhere. So that's our theme for this particular segment is COVID. So again, were they weighing their options? Were they looking at the 10th pick? Were they looking at Russell Wilson? Whatever.
There was never a question that it was going to be Dak. And there was never a question that we, for that person or that quality of individual for what we are doing, that he was the guy. Never a question. But how to look and measure, and then all of a sudden you may think you're about there, and then all of a sudden something comes up, and there's no fans out there.
COVID.
All of a sudden something comes up, and it's a different set of economics. Not that it should be something that necessarily Dak is worried about, but it sure impacts Dak and every other player that plays in this league, every other coach, every other owner. So I'm answering it by saying this, that my job as a part, Stephen sits here and candidly has as good a feel because we've been doing this 30 years, Charlotte, Jerry. We've got as good a feel for trying to read the tea leaves about where the future is. Guess what? What really counts is what we're here announcing today.
I have one objection. I would have liked one of them. It could have been Charlotte, since she was mentioned there, to have read the tea leaves on making a running back who was already tailing off the highest paid running back in the league and immediately the deal looking bad 3 months later. Those tea leaves may have not gotten read, left on unread tea leaf, but that would have been nice. And also, I know the Cowboys had about a third of as many fans in the stands last year as they did the year before, because they were, I'm pretty sure, number one both years, but they were still number one last year.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that you could tell me that not having fans really hit them that hard when it comes to the salary cap. Because that's mostly TV money anyways.
It's all, yeah.
It's almost all TV money.
In fact,
players.
It really shouldn't have impacted any contract negotiations at all.
That's where it can impact your pocketbook. You always want to talk, if you're this Jones family, about, well, this isn't saving us any money.
The pie.
All right, well, I'm sorry that you lost some of the pie because fans weren't there. That doesn't have anything to do with Dak.
No, none of the players lost money.
No.
At all. That was their, they played every game. So he's going to go on. He continues to talk about the family and how they've done this for 30 years, and they know what they're doing financially. And I'm just going to fast forward a little bit in this same clip.
It's not as simple as Dak wins, Jerry wins, Cowboys win. Let me tell you one thing. The Cowboys won today.
Sure.
They won today.
So it is as simple.
It's not as simple as Dak wins,
okay.
Jerry wins,
okay.
Cowboys win.
Okay. It's very gray.
It's very
you great. Can't just say one of those three won.
Yeah.
Let me tell you one thing. The Cowboys won today.
Wait, what you just
they
said?
They won today.
Undefeated in March.
I swear you just said that it's not that simple.
It's not about
and
this
then you
or that or this.
It.
It's that.
He is talking about COVID and as far as how the NFL handled it last year, perfectly.
We, relative to the main restriction, which was a sensitivity toward health, the COVID, the NFL was a huge success. It was very few COVID cases, very few. Nobody got sick. Some got COVID, but they took their Tylenols and went on. And I'm not, but it was a huge success. And in terms of playing football, in terms of being around each other. So we last year played football and everybody did a great job, not taking anything away from anybody. It was a quote team effort.
A quote team effort. Didn't Andy Dalton say that he was just wrecked and couldn't get out of bed for 2 or 3 days?
He took some Tylenol, bro.
And moved on.
It was
now,
fine.
I'm not trying to downplay.
No, I mean, it was all fine because no team had to play with a fifth-string quarterback?
Yeah, wide receiver off the practice squad to play quarterback? Or, you know, your game didn't nearly get canceled at Baltimore?
Okay, so that's last year. How about looking ahead as far as this new landscape is concerned? Jerry will do that here.
I have optimism. You know I don't know. And we all know that I don't know about where we're going to be with COVID and the impact of vaccines. What I will say this, we've gotten real, we've gotten better in the National Football League, and we've gotten better with the Cowboys of putting the show on and putting the show on with safety in mind relative to COVID or something of that nature. We'll do better. We've got better. And again, I have a lot of...
Something of that nature, you know, AIDS or just relative to all that.
To be an AIDS outbreak.
Very few AIDS cases popped up during a game.
Of optimism about taking care of COVID victims, not just back.
Well, we understand that you have already told us it's a couple Tylenol.
Right.
Of optimism about taking care of COVID victims, not just vaccine.
You know what a COVID victim is?
Yeah, I think it's a corpse.
Not alive, yeah.
Of optimism about taking care of COVID victims, not just vaccine that keeps them from getting it, but also after they have gotten it. There's a whole world of improvements that are there. Our record in the NFL...
Two Tylenol, not just one.
...last year on COVID was nothing short of amazing. When you look at our entire population of the NFL, some 5,000 people, and then you look at our fans, we don't have a case that we're familiar with that did what you're supposed to do, and that's say we got COVID and we got it while we were at the stadium. We don't have a case.
That's
a bold statement.
I've seen that reported, and that is some real fuzzy accounting on how they're doing that. You know how many different places from around the state and country people come from to go to a Cowboy game, even whenever they only are putting 30,000 in there? And he's going to say that's... And he, you know what? He believes that.
Well, the thing is, though, we both had COVID. I don't know that we can pinpoint where we got it.
Exactly.
Was it the grocery store? Was it the... I don't know,
but
I got it somewhere.
He looks down at the board and sees nothing but good things.
We got COVID, and we got it while we were at the stadium. We don't have a case. Nobody's got a case like that. So we think our stadium is a good, safe place to be, and we can make it even safer. Having said that, ooh, I want to now, as we move forward, I want to show body language. I want to show focus on putting our season now together, and I want our fans to count on us being there for the first games, and I want our...
Now, we've never worried about the counting on you to be there. You're going to be there.
Our fans to count on us being there for the first games, and I want our preparation, our spring training. I want to see you guys at Oxnard.
This is good news because he's talking to the media now.
I want to see you guys at Oxnard.
And he still can't pronounce Oxnard.
I want to see you guys at Oxnard. I want you making those stories. All be you could do a little better on my stuff.
So he wants us to do stories about the Cowboys. Don't focus too... Remember that part I talked about how I honky-tonk and probably out there you know, running around behind my lady's back? Less of that. More just other stuff. Fish tacos. More fish tacos.
Those stories. All be you could do a little better on my stuff.
My stuff.
Okay. But...
Love hearing Dad swear.
Oh, man, the best.
The point is, I want to see that.
Okay.
And, you know, Steven and Dak both laughing. It's like when Grandpa farts or something, and you're like, oh,
so much fun.
Man.
So much fun.
Glad to have him back.
Yeah, and that's not all, but that's all we're going to play for today as we try to...
Pace ourselves,
sift through. Yeah, it's a long off season, right? You're diving back in. Let's slowly ease into it. And there you go. There's an hour of Cowboys fun for you. And congratulations to the fan base for getting that contract done. Let us do the 1:30 news next.